Good evening. I'm Juliet Goodrich.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Here's a look at the numbers. The state now preparing for a potential shortfall of 1,700 megawatts during peak summer demand. That's roughly what it takes to power 1.3 million homes. So we could be looking at a scenario like we saw in August of 2020 when a western heat wave forced some rolling blackouts. Regulators say supply chain issues are also slowing down the transition to other sources like solar that could help bridge the gap.
Looking at modeling, we're looking at, you know, the worst hour, which means the sun has set. Our solar is not going to help us. We have a huge amount of solar on California's system, and it's still hot and people are still running their air conditioning. So and the worst month, which at this point is looking like September.
And the drought can make things even worse if the state has to shut down hydroelectric plants like it did at Oroville when water levels fell too low last year. We're reaching out to local energy experts for a broader look at the potential impact. We'll have more to tell you tonight at 11.
Now to some developing news out of the Marin Headlands, where a small plane went down in heavy fog, killing both people on board. This video just into the newsroom. The plane, as you can see there, sticking out from a steep hillside as emergency workers try to figure out what happened and examine the wreckage. The National Park Service says the aircraft went down around 2:15 this afternoon. There's no word yet on the identities of the crash victims or what exactly went wrong with the plane.
Bay Area police departments are on high alert for illegal sideshows this weekend.
Yeah, huge Cinco de Mayo sideshows roared through the streets of downtown Oakland and Santa Rosa, where police say one person was shot and critically injured. And this is how it sounded in Santa Rosa's Roseland neighborhood last night. Cars did donuts and smoked up the street at the intersection of Sebastopol Road at West Avenue. And police say by 9 p.m., the sideshow had attracted more than 200 vehicles and 750 spectators. A sideshow spectators also fired off illegal fireworks in the intersection, and a driver, in fact, recorded this video of the display in the sky and shared it by the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. By about 10 p.m., police got a call about a man shot during that sideshow. The 22-year-old man was hospitalized in critical condition after being shot multiple times. He is expected to live, and this shooting is under investigation.
And in downtown Oakland, a car spinning out got dangerously close to a crowd of spectators who had to move back. This sideshow happened last night near the 19th Street Oakland BART station. The Oakland Police Department shared these pictures, saying officers towed several dozen vehicles involved in sideshows last night.
Well, San Francisco police have confirmed to KPIX more than a dozen officers have been fired for not receiving the COVID vaccine. The department says the police commission has fired 18 unvaccinated officers. Seven others could soon follow and are waiting on hearings with the police commission. Now, back in September, nearly 200 unvaccinated police officers requested religious exemptions of the department's COVID vaccine mandate.
And in the South Bay, police arrested a San Jose man accused of killing a young woman in Morgan Hill. Officers doing a welfare check at a home on Monterey Road found the 24-year-old victim dead inside a bedroom back in March. Investigators found several items that led them to believe her death was suspicious. Authorities later arrested Jordan Lowe as a suspect in that case.
Tonight, East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell is asking the FBI to step in to help curb rampant retail crime.
It's getting more and more violent, and it has to stop. We are seeking to increase police resources federally and locally to stop their efforts, and also want to make sure that prosecutors have all the tools to bring them to justice.
Swalwell says FBI intelligence gathering could be especially helpful in stopping retail robberies before they even happen.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a serial ADA plaintiff against a Redwood City restaurant. That judge found the plaintiff's testimony was not credible. The suit filed under the Americans with Disabilities Act claimed that the restaurant's outdoor dining tables were not wheelchair accessible. The plaintiff is represented by the San Diego law firm Potter Handy, which is facing a lawsuit filed by San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin. The DA claims that Potter Handy has filed thousands of ADA lawsuits targeting small businesses by using false claims from its clients. We reached out to Potter Handy for comment, but have not heard back.
BART is one step closer to reaching downtown San Jose. The VTA has now approved the first major contract to build a BART extension into the heart of Silicon Valley. The 6-mile-long extension would go from the Berryessa BART station to downtown San Jose and ultimately Santa Clara. Planning begins this month, setting the stage for eventually boring a tunnel under downtown.
Restoration work has begun on a South Bay landmark, and as KPX5's Len Ramirez reports, the iconic Hangar 1 at Moffett Field will return to its former glory.
Well, if you've driven down Highway 101 in Mountain View, you've noticed that the historic Hangar 1 has been stripped down to bare metal. It's been that way for years, but what you may not have noticed is that work has just begun on a massive restoration project to bring this hangar back to what it once was when it was built in the 1930s. The clang of construction rings out from Hangar 1 at Moffett Field. Inside and outside the steel skeleton of the massive structure, work crews are raising towers of scaffolding for the up-close 3-year restoration work.
One of the largest scaffolding operations in the United States.
Project manager Alex Soleil says the structure, large enough to hold the Salesforce Tower sideways and tall enough for the Statue of Liberty to stand up inside, will be stripped down to bare metal before a complete rebuild.
We've got a commitment to bring it to its former glory.
It was built in 1932 to house the Navy's airship, the USS Macon, but it mostly sat unused after the airship era passed, and contamination over the decades made it a candidate for demolition.
Some people who could see but had no vision really had an interest in closing this down.
But Congresswomen Anna Eshoo and Zoe Lofgren led an effort to convince the Navy that the hangar was worth saving.
And I call it Operation Tenacious. And now today, we're moving toward mission accomplished.
Paying for most of it is the Google subsidiary Planetary Ventures, which leases and manages Moffett Field under a 60-year agreement. NASA Ames will partner in with future projects when restoration is complete in 2025.
And there's many shared technologies and shared interests in autonomy, in robotics, in data mining, data sciences, in flight. Drones, for example, and autonomous aviation. So these are all uses that could potentially take advantage of an incredible space like this hangar.
The iconic structure, once a part of the Bay Area's past, will now help push it into the future. In Mountain View, Len Ramirez, KPIX5.
San Francisco investigators trying to figure out why a car went over a cliff near the remnants of the Sutro Baths. The fire department shared these photos of a car perched on a sandy bluff. That car plunged between 30 and 40 feet at Land's End sometime before 3 this morning. There were 4 people inside. All of them were rescued, but 2 are in critical condition. Now at 7, the battle over the Gilroy Garlic Festival rages on after plans to cancel the event entirely. As Christy Melton reports, one Central Valley grower wants to revive the festival, but only on one condition.
It's opening day for the San Joaquin Asparagus Festival.
Tastes like asparagus, but it's good.
The event is promoted by Tony Nocetti, the same promoter bringing the former Gilroy Garlic Festival to the San Joaquin County Fairgrounds in Stockton.
So it's important to keep it going for the farmers, for the community.
But many Gilroy locals are asking which community.
You can't take the Gilroy Garlic Festival away from Gilroy. It's a little bit irresponsible for them to use our legacy to promote themselves.
Ken Christopher's grandfather was one of the founders of the Gilroy Garlic Festival. He says moving the festival feels more like a hostile takeover.
They haven't reached out to anyone from the Gilroy Garlic Festival Association, the city, my family, or my company.
Nocetti says he has.
I've called everybody involved that I could find, getting no response from the Christopher family, left a message there, then calling the office, nobody's answering there.
In April, the Gilroy Garlic Festival announced the event would be canceled for the foreseeable future. The Nocetti family is adamant they aren't stealing anything, only saving a beloved tradition.
They said we're done, so I don't know how you steal something that they say we're done.
As for the location, we're told it's being held at the San Joaquin County Fairgrounds this year because it was too late to find another venue. But Nocetti says he's not opposed to moving it closer to its original home.
We have to go back and look and see what properties are available down in that region. Not saying it's just going to be Gilroy. I got to look at the whole thing overall.
That was Christy Melton reporting. The Noceti Group doesn't have the rights to the Gilroy Garlic Festival branding, so they plan to call it the San Joaquin Garlic Festival.
Taking a look at your top headlines, California is preparing for a reality without federal abortion protections. If Roe versus Wade is overturned, Governor Gavin Newsom is vowing to make the state a sanctuary for women seeking abortions, barred from having one in their own state. Bay Area Congresswoman Anna Eshoo is urging the Senate to pass the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade. They are slated to vote on it next week.
It's never stopped abortions all through history. And now that you had 50 years of safe, legal abortions, it's definitely not going to stop them.
A powerful explosion at a luxury hotel killed as many as 22 people in Havana, Cuba. Cuba's president blamed the blast on a natural gas leak. The hotel was undergoing renovations and no tourists were staying there. But the impact of the blast killed and injured people in nearby buildings and on the streets below. The alleged getaway car in that Alabama inmate escape just turned up abandoned in Tennessee. Corrections officer Vicky White was allegedly driving it when she and murder suspect Casey White vanished a week ago. Well, today authorities released new images of inmate Casey's distinctive tattoos and what Vicky would look like if she changed her appearance.
I think at this point it's obviously, you know, a jailhouse romance or something. I'll be concerned for her safety until we know she's safe. This guy is, you know, he's volatile.
Ryan, the state of Alabama is now offering a $10,000 reward on top of the $15,000 the U.S. Marshals are offering.
All right, thanks, Juliet. On the fire watch, Vallejo firefighters battling a brush fire near Mare Island. That fire broke out right off State Route 37, blocking a few lanes of traffic this afternoon. No word yet on the cause. And as California faces the reality of a year-round fire season, ComFire already gearing up to get its teams ready to respond to every vegetation fire. Instead of one crew, they're going to send at least five to get out fires fast.
We flipped the switch, so to speak, on full responses to emergencies. Typically in the winter months, that's only a single unit response, and now we're sending full responses, which includes some of our seasonal assets, such as our bulldozer and our hand crew, to wildland fires in the county.
ComFire owner also introduced the county's new digital evacuation system known as Zone Haven, making it easier for residents to safely escape when necessary. Well, this evening we have an update on Rose, that rescued mountain lion cub recovering at the Oakland Zoo.
Yeah, check out the new picture of Rose. She is growing. She even has a new room that allows her to go outside. She's enjoyed basking in the sun, but her keepers have to make sure she doesn't get sunburned, of course, since she still has some hair loss. The zoo says Rose is very feisty and eating well, which is a good sign.
Yeah, just miles away from where Rose was found in the northern Thornwood open space, another San Mateo County neighborhood, is on mountain lion watch. A home security camera caught a big cat on the prowl last night on La Mesa Drive in Ladera.
Mother's Day right around the corner, and if you're still in search of a bouquet to present this Sunday, guess what? You're in luck. We sent our photographers to the bustling San Francisco Flower Mart this morning, and despite supply chain issues, business is blooming for the vendors.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine coming home from a trip to find this nightmare in your home. Oh, my goodness. Okay, hundreds of birds on the ceiling and walls. Nope.
That's what happened to one running couple. They were on vacation when a friend came over to feed the cat and noticed just a few birds inside the house. And that neighbor warned the couple. And when they returned home, they found hundreds of swallows inside. Somehow, they got in through the chimney.
Oh, well, the homeowner said it reminded him of a classic horror movie.
We opened the door, and it was like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. There were birds flying everywhere. I mean, it was crazy. We were ducking and dodging. I was grabbing a handful of birds. I grabbed maybe three of them, or three or so at a time.
Well, to make matters worse, the homeowners say the damage from the birds caused $20,000 in damage, forcing them to remove their furniture, carpet, and blinds. Apparently, insurance, well, not going to cover the cost.
Oh, my goodness. I can't remember the last time I watched that movie, The Birds, but it just is ingrained in everyone's minds, right?
Yeah, that phone booth scene.
Oh, my. All right, thanks so much for watching. On that note, the news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
Yeah, we'll see you tonight at 11.